Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
I meant this month's or this year's. Who knows?
That's such a funny... This decade's...
Welcome to the last show of the decade, possibly ever. Who knows?
The Roaring Twenties are coming next week.
I know, dude. Do you think the Model T is going to be sick?
Yeah, I'm going to wear a pinstripe suit.
You would look good in a pinstripe suit.
I wore it to homecoming.
Wow. Yeah. Do you long or sideways?
What? Long?
Okay, good. Horizontal isn't good.
They don't make those horizontal.
You don't know that.
They're called pinstripes, not...
It's still
horizontal stripes,
dickhead, and it just means that it's small pin.
But who would do it sideways?
I don't know. Hopefully nobody, because it makes you look wider.
This isn't a Gap T-shirt.
They say that you want to do vertical stripes to make yourself look taller. That's what I go for.
Yeah, and I hear bright yellow keeps attention off your curls.
Your hair? Well, yeah,
my curves.
Curves. You said curls.
Curly body.
Yeah, he do have a curly body.
My body looks like a little curly cue.
Yeah, goddamn fucking Arby's fries like over pube. Here. How you been, man?
Actually black, you guys, just so you know.
Black is the one that...
Slimming.
Yeah, because you can't really make out any folds or anything like that. And no shadows underneath your belly.
You have zero creases, Tony. You losing weight?
No, there's a lot of creases. You just can't see them because it's black.
And I'm sweating through it, but you can't see because it's black.
The only thing that sucks... What kind of deodorant do you use? Do you use the fucking,
Mitchum.
Well, no, not the brand. We're not sponsored or anything. I meant,
Mitchum, what's up?
Do you use, white dry, or do you use the gel fucking invisible?
I use white dry.
Same here. Did you notice that all of your shirts have white dry fucking...
Yeah, eventually the pits become, bulletproof.
Yeah, they do have, a layer
of it that can't get out.
I was like, man, what's all this glitter and shit? And I'm like, oh, aluminum.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that'll kill you in the world.
I know, right?
You know, why worry about deodorant?
Hey, I'm not, but I'm just saying black shirts with that shit does not work well because all of my armpits are white now. You're an undershirt guy, though.
I'm a white undershirt guy.
Yeah, so you all those would probably look fucked.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yellow.
They are straight beat down brown.
Just brown,
dude.
Yeah, ew.
Well, because also I'm a guy that's I've had that t-shirt since high school. What's the difference? Keep moving.
The under?
Yeah.
Why not get it
until they fall apart?
Why not splurge and get a new one?
Huh? Well, now that I'm living this no dented life where my bank account is just bulletproof, just back and brings trucks up to my own bank, dude.
Shit, yeah.
Now I can 4 to 5 pack of Hanes,
and as you should, honestly,
or Fruit of the Loom. Who knows?
If you're feeling crazy, I've noticed that I bought $5 white tees a piece.
Yeah,
and all of them got bacon neck. Are you familiar with the bacon neck epidemic?
Epidemic? Is that where it curls the throat?
Yeah, it gets all wavy.
No.
I have no idea why it happens, but every shirt that I own will get a wavy bacon neck.
Really?
I think there's some type of bounce.
Because you could see under my shirt here.
No,
let me pop these buttons.
Hair and...
Kapow!
Oh my God, that
it's
is a smooth, smooth line.
Now, this is Target brand white I'm wearing.
Wow. I mean, you can see through it.
It is very thin. It is very thin. It's for more of a beach bod style, nipple showing hard.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to beat the bacon neck, though.
I don't know how to do that.
Me either, obviously, because I still wear bacon neck ass shirts.
Bacon neck.
They're all folded up and shit, showing my fucking shitty chest hair. You got a full mane on you. I got little sparse.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, no, yeah, it's a strong, runway of power.
You gotta
power.
Shave, your whole neck, right?
Yeah, when I shave my neck, I just take the razor across like I'm cutting my throat.
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah.
Anyways, what have you been up to, dude? How's your winter break been?
Oh, it's been delightful. I've been doing a lot of staying up a little late, doing a lot of sleeping in a little more.
What's sleeping in for you?
9.
I'm about to say, I get up at, 7:30.
Yeah.
Unless I'm drinking, then I get up at 11.
Yep.
But still, that's the latest I've gotten up this entire time.
Yeah, it's good. I got a lot done around the house.
Same here. I wrote a list. I got it all done within the first week. That was nice.
Yeah. We got, I put some new bed sheets on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's sharp.
Wait.
Usually we just wash them and put them
okay,
back on.
Okay, I was just making sure you wash them.
No, you just peel them off.
I mean, honestly, when we first moved in together, you're just dumped the mattresses there. I'm like, you're not using a sheet? You're like, mm-mm.
Don't even need a sheet
yet. What for? I'll just throw away the mattress once it's soiled.
Dude. Growing up,
I gave you your first bed sheet, if you recall. I did, yeah. I was like, here, just have one. Because
growing up in the basement, I already had a used mattress that was like a full size when I was like 14, 15 in my dad's basement. And it was just like, there's no point to any of the sheets.
That's the one that came to Highland Square House and our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. That mattress was like worked in.
Yeah, I'd say so. I remember going to the basement and you would just be like, ah, hang on a second. You'd have like one of the over sheets that usually you cover up with, and you would just put that over the bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you sleep on top of that or below it? Do you sleep on the mattress? Isn't that uncomfortable?
No. Turns out when you get it really good and worn in, it's soft.
Yeah. There's a big like body imprint.
Sometimes I just hit it with a Febreze or an antibacterial spray.
Oh yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, laundry.
Flip the mattress.
A lot of sweat stains. This hot month of June.
Oh, I left a Cheeto under there.
Oh, nice. Not bad. Kind of tastes like Febreze. Not gonna
I have the fanciest sheets. I got these little clippy things that hold the fitted sheet in place in case I do a hard roll at night and it tries to pop out. Not on my watch.
Right on. That is good because I do notice, like, how long do you use your sheets? About a week?
Like 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. Wow. Stinky bitches. Well, you showered.
Also shower every night before bed. Stupid ass. Wow. Stinky fuck. Even though I'm like the best smelling friend you have.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You're up there for sure. I think I'm a close 10th. We do them about every week, but I will notice, like, getting in and out and shit like that, it will roll up, and then I'm like, oh, dang, there's the mattress.
Not with me, dude. I got a little clippy that goes under at a 45-degree angle.
Dude, this is, like, super, like, I mean, we're already talking about mattresses, yeah, so fuck it.
In fashion, yeah.
So I have this clock that shows the temperature and the humidity. Humidity was at, like, 40, which is not bad.
Uh-huh.
The temperature was at 72.
Where?
In the house.
Okay.
And I was like, why the fuck for? And I look at the thermometer, it's set to like 66.
Yeah.
The thing just doesn't do its job.
Oh.
It just blasts hot heat forever, and then it's like probably close.
You got to get a different one then.
Yeah, so it's like 72 always here.
That's not good.
No, we turned it off one day, and Josie forgot to turn it back on. Nora almost died.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding. He's fine. He's made of fur.
Froze to his little cage.
Yeah, he looked like Jack Nicholson and a Shining.
Jesus. Well, we got to get you a new thermometer there.
Yeah, we got to get us a Google Nest.
Yeah, I was going to say one that you can talk to with your phone.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, it's too hot, dude.
There's so little I need to do with a thermostat that I would never be like, I need that $60 fucking digital fucking Wi-Fi enabled.
Way more than that. I do want to get the Google, the Ring doorbells.
Why? Who rings your doorbell?
Camera? I don't know. Fucking
Mormons.
That too.
Twice a week.
UPS sometimes. Well, they don't ring it, but I mean, like, you can see them whenever you want. It's motion activated.
I think you have to install it, though.
I can install it.
You know electronics?
No, you don't have to. What?
You have to hook it into the 220 grid.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, you got to wire it in, solder it.
Sure it's a 9-volt.
You got a ground?
Pretty sure it's a 9-volt. Not going to lie. It's probably not a 9-volt. It's a camera. It's an HD camera.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it has to run something.
Yeah. I have no idea. We didn't really look that far into it.
12 double A's.
There's a. It's the C batteries. It's
12 pounds.
Yeah. Boombox player weighs fucking 19 more pounds now. We looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really, you know, go deep, though.
No.
You
know? It is cool because then you can be like, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm not here. I can hear you. Your house is so thin. I heard someone shut their car door and turn it on last night from the bedroom.
So do we. When we're watching TV, we can hear the neighbor close their car door. I'm like, someone stole your car, Courtney.
Yeah. Oh, no. Go get it.
Check again.
Yeah. It's there? Okay. but, yeah.
Yeah.
Very thin house. Very thin.
They made some thin Akron houses.
Yeah. They really saved
on. I'm going to get a thick Rootstown house.
Is that where you're looking? Rootstown?
Or Ravenna.
Oh, God.
Right by the Arsenal.
Sorry?
Ravenna Arsenal.
Is that like a shooting range?
No, it's the army base.
Oh, okay. It's the safest spot to be. What do you mean?
Or Wood Branch, or I think it's what it's called. Wood. Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's like a lake. Okay. It's like a park.
You do love to swim.
Shut up.
Where are you going on your vacation? The beach.
I swim like a fish. Okay, you've never seen me
Joe's
in action.
4-foot pool. Yeah, sure you do. I make waves and I swim against them because then there's resistance. I'm getting workouts.
Turns out the Great Lakes were pretty chilly.
Yeah, no shit.
And 40 degrees.
Full of fucking bull sharks, too.
No,
dude.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, you just sock them in the
lake
face.
Lake water, dude? That's my water. I was born in that kind of water.
You were not. You were probably born at Akron
City
Hospital.
Gross.
Oh, my God. Have you ever fucking taken a mouthful of seawater?
Oh, I've taken a semen water.
One.
Seawater.
One.
I mean,
a lot of plankton.
Seawater.
Two. Very salty.
Plankton. You eat a lot of plankton? Are you a fucking whale?
Good protein, dude. Good protein.
Got a couple of carp in my mouth while I was swimming. And mouth
got a,
open. I,
got a bass. Those are fresh water.
Fucking
idiot. Is it a tuna?
You ever catch a tiger shark in your teeth?
Got a marlin.
So, got a plankton in my teeth. You mean seaweed?
No, I was actually talking about, I was kidding about the plankton.
Oh.
I just was watching Blue Planet or whatever. And I just remember plankton because manta rays, they like had their mouth open and just like filtered through plankton. That's how they eat.
Manta rays are like my favorite animal.
They look, wow, really?
Yeah, one of them.
Okay.
Also,
they're on my list.
I mean, they're on a list of like favorite animals. Manta rays are very gentle too.
I'm not gonna lie, like I don't think I've had like a favorite animal. I mean,
yeah,
wolves are tight, obviously. Ugh. I share
saw that one coming.
I like penguins. I mean, animals are tight. I just never think of my favorite animal because I'm not six
like
anymore.
An ocelot.
No,
that was my favorite growing up.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a small like a cheetah looking tiger thing.
Wait, I thought those are the ones that were like fish that have arms.
What? Ocelots are cats.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What am I thinking of that Bob has?
I don't know.
Axolotl.
Close.
Yeah. Yep. Ocelots, yep. Axolotl. I'm a big fan of the lynx.
You like a lynx?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I like that. Have you ever heard of dime goats?
No.
So you go up to them, they sell you weed. No, they fucking can like put their paws on like the surface of a quarter,
and they climb mountains.
Yeah, but yeah. I think they're like that. It might be a street term, dime goat. But
I saw one climb a dam.
Really?
Yeah, he just clogs his way up. And
where were you?
Grand Dam.
Looking at trucks.
Grand Dam.
I got it. You don't need to repeat
grand
it.
Grand Dam.
You don't need to. It was the beginning of fucking GoldenEye. What do you mean?
It was the first level, and I jumped off it.
Yeah, but I thought it saw the dime goat. Secret. It's like the secret tape in THPS.
No, man. I always have favorite animals, you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, what else have you been up to on your long extendo break other than listing
lots.
Your...
of video games.
Yeah, I bought
not
four.
As many movies.
Yeah, I don't have that big of a list. I've been playing a lot of games.
Hard gaming.
I beat Mortal Kombat finally. It
good
was
job.
Fun. I loved it. It was a blast of a campaign. And then I finally figured out how to download all the characters I already paid for.
Uh-huh.
They make it really fucking hard to do that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you bought the combat pass? I'm like, I sure did. There, I was like, I want to play as Terminator. And they were like, you can't. I'm like,
figure
why not?
It out.
Yeah, so I had to fucking go through 9 Reddit forums to figure out that I have to go back to the PlayStation Store, and then like,
down.
Oh, and then it'll be listed as a free add-on. I'm like, I already bought the add-on,
uh-huh.
Asshole.
Yeah, I had to go down to redeem codes to get an outfit in the game I'm playing.
Oh, Control?
Yeah. Like, you'd scroll down to redeem codes, put in the 12-digit code on the piece of paper.
Have you beat Control yet?
No.
Okay.
It's big. I've probably put about 25 hours in it.
You play constantly. I see you online.
Honestly, there's so much evil, cool shit to do.
And then we got Earth Defense Force 5, which is a blast. It's like Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
It is very fun. Not worth $30, in my opinion. Thank you for buying.
Yeah. totally.
Yeah, no problem. Wow. I'm going to delete
mean,
you.
I mean, you bought a $30 game for me.
What?
Mortal Kombat.
$35.
See?
Combat Pass,
so
bro.
I would never pay that for some MK11.
Dude, but MK11, I do love that game. But
see,
I
but
like,
I think Earth Defense Force is worth it because you've hit me up to play it a lot.
That's the only game you'll play with me. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was Destiny 2, we wouldn't have bought Earth Defense Force
okay,
5.
Okay, we were not going to go back to the Destiny 2.
I know
2
we're not going
time.
Back to D2. I know.
My Hunter is as heavy as he's ever going to get.
Not my fucking Warlock's at like 950.
That's not even a real number. I jumped up to like 7.
Yeah, and then you can go to 950. It's wild. But yeah, I haven't played Destiny 2 in a fucking hot minute. But I started playing Doom. You were right. It is like hell on crack
it's
or coke.
Fast
or
coke fucking
fueled. It's
nightmare.
Basically hell on meth.
Yeah.
That's how it feels, cuz I'm like, man, he does not move well. He spins around too fast. These things are climbing up shit all the time.
You don't know where they're coming from. It's hard to tell.
It is fun. There's 13 levels. Tight.
Yep.
I'm on level 4, I think. It's fun, though. I'm having fun. I'm playing on easy. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Just want to get through. It's $6.
Easy
I can
on
play
that.
It easy.
Yeah. It is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, 2016. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doom Eternal, though.
That one looks fun.
It does. I mean, it looks the same, right?
Kinda.
Yeah, just better graphics.
Just better graphics, more gore.
Yeah.
I never liked Dooms enough to buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This feels like the PC game, like how it moves. Like, there's no, like, step walking. Like, your screen doesn't really... It's just, like, a solid camera just going forward. Like, yeah. On a dolly. Like, a dolly shot.
Yeah, it's on rails, baby.
Have you heard of a Zolly shot?
No.
There's, like, they use them constantly, but, like, a lot of people don't know the term for them. It's when, like, it pushes up on somebody, but the background's going back in front of them, but they're getting closer. Do you understand that? Like, kind of.
Sure, it's called a Zolly shot.
Yeah, because it's a zoom with a dolly. Isn't that neat? So what they're doing is they're zooming out of the background while pushing the camera forward on the foreground.
I love those shots.
Fucking tight. So they actually stay the same size on the screen, but the background looks like it's stretching behind
them.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Such a neat fucking tactic.
It's a really fun shot.
Yeah, it's cool. Zolly, you learn something new every
day. Wow, dude.
How was Christmas?
Or as I like to call it, Kanchana Katatatana.
How was
Kanchana Katatatana? That is Japanese for Merry Christmas.
Oh, fuck, it is definitely
I've been playing a lot of Earth Defense Force.
And they don't say Merry Christmas in it, and if they do, they would say it in English, because
I
that's
learned it.
What they speak in the game.
Call me Sensei.
Mm, I've done that once, and I regret it instantly.
My Christmas, yeah, it's great, wonderful.
Yeah, I got the castle of Mustafar sitting back here, haven't touched her yet, but I'm gonna build the shit out of her.
Yeah, I got some Legos, I got some games, I got some fun stuff. Gave a bunch of presents.
That's
great.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah, I got some good presents for Josie. She got me some awesome ones. She got us a framed caricature, I guess you would say.
Yeah,
a portrait of Ripley, Josie, Norn, and I.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging in our hallway. Awesome.
She's super cute.
18 by 24. No, I'm kidding. It's not that big, but it's pretty big. It's like 17 by 14, I think.
Yeah.
It's large. But, and she also got me a puzzle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Built that the other day while I was setting my new iPhone. That was fun. It was like only like 32 pieces or 40 or some shit like that. What else did she get me? She got me some cool shit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I was very happy with Christmas. It was very, and I'm also glad I'm like, you know, the festivities are over. Cool.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, honestly.
And it's New Year's Eve, and I could give two fucks.
Yeah, well, you're old.
I don't care at all. Yeah. It's really wild. Like,
I'm going shopping after this.
What are you
going
to get?
Yeah, some booze and some food.
Some what?
Booze and food, dude.
I just said boots and foods.
Boots and foods.
Booze and foods for what?
I'm hanging out tonight. You know, she's got the day off tomorrow. We'll play some Wii.
You just said that it wasn't
ringing,
really a holiday.
Ringing the new year. No, not at all. But she has the day off. This is like a Saturday. We got like an extra Saturday this week. That's all.
Radical.
Yeah, it should be fun.
We made ramen last night.
Wow. You,
homemade.
Whole top ramen. Oh, okay.
Homemade,
I was like,
dude.
Wow, you took the brick out and put in the fucking powder.
Some ashitaka mushrooms I put in it.
Ashitaki mushrooms.
And I put they're like bean pods.
Okay.
And some bok choy.
Is bok choy the little squares that taste like beef?
Nope, not at all. They're leaves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like lettuce. It's like spinach.
Do you have like a little fucking alchemy bowl that you scrub?
No.
Put all this shit in?
I went to... I traveled up an old ancient temple.
Do you remember the fucking green tea commercials where he's like... Green, it was like this way, like this dude's 150 years old. He looks like a monk and he's going through these green. He's like, to make best green tea, you find baby green tea leaf and you puck it.
And you puck it. I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
And then like, and they're like, and that's green tea by Verdeller and Gay Stations.
And you puck it.
It's,
I know. I remember it.
That shit's like fucking 15 years old because I haven't watched commercials in
the
dog's age. But goddamn, I love that so much. And you puck it.
Oh my God. That is really funny.
And then he lit himself on fire. No,
Jesus
not that monk.
Yeah. So wait, what were we talking about?
Green tea.
Oh no, ramen.
Ramen. Yeah,
but
you're making leaf ramen,
dude. I was making leaf ramen, and I put chicken in it, and it was good. It's a ginger garlic ramen.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you tried, do you like hibachi restaurants, like the food?
No,
not the experience.
I mean, I could fry chicken.
Oh, there's a lot more to it.
I go,
butterfly, and then they throw the butter
that's
at you.
Not. That's what I don't care for. It's like, who wants a volcano?
Yeah. Oh, the onion volcano is the best. Are you kidding me? Look at it. Hold the fire.
Oh, he's going to cut him in half.
Dude, and not only that, then they start throwing shrimp at you.
I don't eat shrimp.
Shrimp's good. Well, they do broccoli, whatever's on the fucking thing. They don't care.
Easy for you to say, I have bad eyeball coordination.
You play video games constantly.
But I'm going to get hit in the eye with a broccoli in public?
Yeah, I did
sweating
watch.
Sweating in front of a stove?
Yeah, it is hot.
God, that sounds tight, bro.
Like, you're like, oh, I can't wait to eat. Then they light the whole stove on fire in front of you. Yeah. Flames that are 8 feet tall.
And I'm just like.
Yeah, beard and eyebrows gone.
I honestly, God, I can't think of a worse. Like, it's that's so like fun. Going to medieval times would be better than that.
Oh, my God. I would love to go to medieval times.
If there
times.
Was one near here, we'd be there a lot, I
Jersey
think.
Is the closest, God. I think. Yeah, unfortunately.
It's so fun.
Have you been?
Yeah.
What?
When? I went to Canada.
Oh,
Toronto.
Man. You guys want to go to Canada soon?
Dude. Our team won because I screamed the loudest. That's how you win.
No, it's fixed.
Oh. Well, Blue Knight got
Blue Knight? Okay, I was like, what was it? Red Knight, Blue Knight, Black Knight?
Yellow, green, yeah.
Yeah, the Power Rangers, basically.
So dope.
That is fun,
man. That big old fucking turkey leg.
Yeah, and then I guess if you ask for a fork, they like put a spotlight on you and call you a moron.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
And you have to call the fucking waitresses, waiters. I don't know how to you, the wait staff, you have to call them wenches.
Yeah, I said, good evening, fair wench.
Yeah, give me a turkey leg.
I have a king's thirst for the frosty brew.
Here's a Coca-Cola, you
I've
piece of shit.
I traveled a fortnight. That's from Cable Guy.
It is from Cable Guy. Then he takes off the fucking skin, puts it on his face. Hello, Curry's. I've seen it.
What is wrong with you?
Cable Guy's wild. Anyways, what else were we talking about? I can't remember. We got on fucking A Knight's Tale. Hibachi. Anyway, so do you like the food at Hibachi?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so they have these places called Hibachi Express, and it's hibachi, but they just give it into you to go container, and you
perfect.
Fuck the fuck right off.
That sounds fucking fantastic.
14 bones for a chicken bowl, but I mean, like, dude, it's heavy. It's there, and they got, dude.
As heavy as a Chinese combo plate?
Yeah, the yum yum sauce, motherfucker. Do you fuck with yum yum?
I don't know.
Really?
No.
It's kind of like an orange sauce, very sweet.
No, never.
Very good. It's never. Oh my God, bro. Bro, you got to try yum yum sauce.
Okay, I will.
My mouth is watering just thinking about it, or I'm about to vomit. One of the two.
Whoa. Anyways. Oh, that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah. Just like, oh, God, it's leaking everywhere.
No, I don't know if I've tried yum yum sauce.
So whenever they give you, have you been to an hibachi restaurant?
Yeah.
Not restaurant?
Horrible time.
Because of the hot?
And the
broccoli and
I
the
ordered
eyeballs.
The wrong stuff. It was stupid.
What do you mean you ordered the wrong stuff?
I got sushi.
I was with you. Yeah. You're like, I think I like al tempe. And I was like, that sounds Spanish. And
And it's tempura, but not el tempe. Stupid ass. Stupid jacket.
I'll take the shrimp, avocado, and al tempe, please. Grande?
El dente? I don't know. Where am I?
Is it hard pasta? I'm not sure.
Can you put a noodle and sauce on it?
I like noodles and sauce. Am I at the right? Where's the Olive Garden?
What's the sushi that tastes like spaghetti?
El
tempe.
Well, if you go to a hibachi restaurant, you can order like a stir fry.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not usually sushi.
Yeah, I know.
Sushi's great, though, and I know you don't like it.
I know.
It's so good.
I know.
I might like the soy more.
Okay.
But the rice.
You douse it in the soy.
Dude, when I go to, well, we've been to China Buffet
I've
together.
I've seen you.
I fill up a half, like, 3-ounce cup full of soy sauce and just pop it right in, take
and
it out,
sometimes
pop it right
it's
in.
Like, ah, it disintegrated. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. I'm just, like, dripping soy sauce over the table. Me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Drip it on your broccolis.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Ooh,
my
green beans.
Yeah, my dude. Dude, you know what is rad? Well, you'd hate it. Is the seafood cream. That's my shit because you got a little bit of crabbies. You got some friggin', what?
Just go ahead.
You got some friggin' shrimpies. You got some little scallions. And
what
then,
is this? Like a salad?
No, it's a seafood cream. It's that like it's like that crab shit that I always get. It's like in that kind of like cream sauce. It's like maybe cream cheese.
It's gross, yeah.
But it seems kind of like to me like it's a cream cheese wonton, like a crab cheese.
Well, I love a crab rangoon.
Dude, crab rangoon is my shit.
Yeah, I love crab rangoon.
Love it. Whenever you call authentic places, you're like, I'll take the crab rangoon. You're like, you want rangoon? I'm like, what? I'm like, you want rangoon? I'm like, yeah, I want the crab rangoon. She's like, no, you want cream cheese or crab? And I'm like, what? Aren't they the same? They get all mad at you. Chinese restaurants have this weird thing of being like, fuck you, what do you want? It's like paninis.
And then they're like, it's done. Get here.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, there's probably like four flies in it. The one up by fucking Acme, I'm not even kidding. The one up by Acme, their first Google picture is a fucking wasp and like orange chicken.
Tight.
That's on their Google images. I'm like, guys, can you figure out how to take that down? Because every time I look up your restaurant, I really don't want to see that.
It is wild.
Like, hey,
I don't go to that one. We only go to very classy ones.
Oh, really? Great Garden?
No.
Fuck you.
Nope, nope, nope. Either there's one in Barberton, there's one in the Falls, and there's one in Stowe.
You travel to get Chinese food, God, you uppity
right.
fuck.
Dude. Make a little effort. You're
it's
getting a better product.
It's all the same.
No, better ratings. 10th place is way better rated than a Great Garden.
Great Garden's good, though, and they deliver.
Turd bags.
They're cheap. Might get a bug or two, but
you don't
cheap.
Need to eat cheap. You can eat classy, like Tong Tong.
No, dude, I just buy Red Bulls and don't care anymore.
Wow.
that was my life change.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have to think about the Red Bull I'm getting.
I'm like, I'll take 3 packs of cigarettes. Fuck it.
I live in large, full tank.
Give me a $2 lottery ticket. I'm feeling crazy.
Not even looking at the gauge. Yeah. Just filling it till it clicks.
Yeah, what? I'm going to give you a 20 and say I'll have it on pump yeah. 4? No, I'll scan my card and leave it in there. Someone else can fill up for all
wild.
I give a fuck.
Go wild with it.
I haven't not filled up my tank since I was like fucking 24.
Yeah, I honestly... I'm like never below like a half tank usually.
I remember like going to, like out with like friends and be like, yeah, I need 5 on 3. I'm like, 5 on 3? I was like, what do you mean? You're going to need gas again. Just get all of it.
I'm going to need 2 packs of cigs and here's a 10. Put the change on 2.
Yeah, so
that's
8 cents.
$2.40.
Yeah.
Great. A gallon.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're good.
We got a gallon to go to the mall, guys.
All right. Now that we might be able to get a blunt cruise on the way
there
back.
There were totally times when I was like 15, 16, and I'm like, I mean, it's $1.50. It gets the gas to go to the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like, hey, dude, we're not on the E anymore.
And I'm like, anyone, pitch in. What? 50 cents? Yeah, it's 50 cents. Give it to me.
I mean, yeah. Well, back then, gas was way cheaper,
cash
too.
And change in and shit. Like, I was a poor little boy.
Yeah, same here. But yeah, since like 24, I haven't been
not
like...
Not look at us.
I know. Just a couple of richy riches.
Full tanks all day.
Building slides outside of our houses into our basements.
Yep.
Anyways, all right. Let's hop into fucking... Weekly recommendations and rejections, I guess. I don't have any news. Have you seen any cool trailers or anything? I guess Tenet.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Tenet looks really cool. It's a new Chris Nolan feature, gig. What do they call it?
What?
Like, oh, it's new Chris Nolan something or other. I can't think of the name.
Filmed by Chris Nolan?
No, I mean, they would say that as well. I just can't remember the thing that I'm trying to...
Huh.
Joint. New Chris Nolan joint.
Yep.
Never heard that expression?
I've heard that expression for some directors.
Oh, like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, but not like...
He's going to say the N-word a lot.
And...
It is crazy that
Chris
like...
Chris Nolan's like, you know, proper British smart boy.
An old white guy can just be like, hey, I write the N-word a lot in my scripts. Are you guys cool with that? And everyone's like, we love it.
Well, Jamie Foxx was in an interview and he's like, how do you feel about his use of the N-word? He's like, Quentin writes period pieces. He doesn't write it vulgarly, he writes it accurately to the time. An asshole plantation owner would have no qualms using that like he would the word fuck or shit or bitch.
That's good, man. I like that he had that stance because it is true. Because I felt very strange about some movies that like take out a lot of like hate speech and stuff like that when they're trying to put in a time period, but they're still trying to act hateful, but without taking all of it out. I'm like, you guys understand that like it's not really educating anyone, and you saying these words isn't like the first time anyone's going to hear it.
Yeah.
So why not throw it in there to make the impact? And not for shock value, but to get you into that time and be like, yeah, this is how it was. Because that's what it should be. Yeah. Movies are supposed to make you react and make you feel.
Well, in Django...
you feel.
I guess Jamie Foxx came in and he was like, hey, I'm going to read. And Quentin's like, okay, go ahead. And he's like, ba-ba-da-ba-ba, yeah, I'm Django. Cool, motherfucker, yeah. And he's like, and Quentin said, can I talk to you for a second in the other room? Come on over. And like, Jamie's like, what the fuck, dude? I was ripping, man. Like, I'm Django. He's like... You're a fucking slave. Don't fucking talk like you're cool. Fucking, I have a Lexus. I have a fucking Beamer. I'm a fucking millionaire. He's a fucking slave. And Jamie Foxx was like, what the fuck? And he's like, he's stupid. He's uneducated. He's not cool. Maybe at the end he'll be cool. But he's not cool now. He's a fucking slave. So throw that shit out the door and get the fuck back in there.
That's amazing.
And Jamie's like, and then Howard Stern was like, would you ever work with him again? He's like, a fucking million times yes.
I mean, everyone says that he's like the best ever. Like, he's a visionary. I mean, he's like one of the directors of our time.
He's like, throw your shit away. He doesn't have a Louis Vuitton bag. Like, he's a fucking slave. He'll be cool at the end.
What else? Bad Boys 9 is coming out.
Yeah. That looks bloated.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence. I mean, like, standing next to Will Smith, who somehow never ages.
No, he still looks like...
Oh, dude, like he looked back from the fucking front door of the fucking mansion.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
See you later, cab.
Yeah.
Smell
you later.
Well, Martin Lawrence is also playing like a, I want to retire, I'm a dad, like, fuck
I'm fat,
off. So
yeah.
It's fine.
No, it is.
It's like the Danny Glover, like, Mel Gibson.
One of my favorite moments from that trailer was when, like, something drops on his car, and he's like, oh my God, that's my wife's car. And then she starts calling him. He's like, oh, she knows. She knows.
She always knows.
Like, that's, like, classic Martin Lawrence humor, and it still works.
It's so fun, yeah.
That's going to be a great Netflix movie.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic for a fucking, like, a free click to stream.
I cannot believe that they're like, we're going to theaters. I'm
I
like,
was like,
ain't nobody seeing that, boy.
There's no scenes in that that even look...
New James Bond looks tight.
That does look beautiful. That... Rami Malek is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he coming back, right?
He's
in another
one? From Mr. Robot.
Nope.
That other guy is still in it.
Yeah, the guy from Spectre.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a fucked up face. He's not beautiful. Oh, Christoph Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's his name.
He's still around, and then Rami is like the new, I guess maybe his...
What was your favorite Bond villain from the Daniel Craig series?
Probably the Casino Royale dude.
He was good.
He was good. I can't think of another one that like really stuck out, because Javier Bardem...
That's mine. He's good.
I thought he was just a little bit of a baby. He's like, Mom, Dad.
I mean, okay, I will give you that. There is like fucking like, I'm an
Look
orphan.
At my jaw.
That was tight. That was tight.
You want to see what fucking whatever that pill cyanide does to you?
Yeah, if it doesn't take.
Yeah.
Like he was like a half aborted baby. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Try to scrape him out. He's still hung in there.
It's gross.
Yeah. I don't know. Those movies looked neat, but that was about all that I saw.
Yeah.
Hang on, the mic is in front of my Face ID. I got a new phone, Tony.
I know you did. Wow.
It's pretty neat. All right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. What'd you see?
I saw Fury. I rented Fury.
The tank movie?
Yeah.
I own that?
Okay. 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 Cool, cool,
you
cool.
Still have a couple of my Blu-rays, by the
way.
Yeah,
I got that The Town and something
else. Yeah, I think Hook or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, whenever. Just remind me.
And we watched Fury. I watched my first time with you and Josie, and it fucking sucked because you guys talked through the entire fucking movie. Oh, I was like, well, I'm just going to take this upstairs after this and rewatch it, I guess.
I love that movie.
I can waste 5 hours on a movie.
It's great.
It's amazing. Yeah. Shia LaBeouf is fucking incredible in it.
Yeah. He kept the wound open for like 3 months of shooting so it would have like actual effect on screen instead of it just being like tape painted on.
Gross.
Yeah, he has a scar
very,
there.
He is very like methody.
He is.
But yeah, what do you get Fury? Fury is like a fucking like 9.5 for me.
Same here. It's fucking
good.
Awesome. Yeah. Except for I don't like the little bitch in it, but like that's the entire story.
But
is
you got
his
Brad
arc.
Pitt
yeah.
being like, let's kill some Nazis. I want my Nazi scalps. Wait, that's another movie.
It's
no,
totally Inglourious Basterds.
I'm kidding. Then you got fucking
in
Punisher.
Yeah, dude, he's so...
John Barenthal. Good.
He's like a fucking, like...
Can't help a Rick!
Dude, he's like a revved up engine.
Yeah, he really
he's
is.
He's a psycho.
Well, and he is like that kind of... Like, his yell sounds like an engine. You're totally right.
Yeah. And then, like, when he's, like, messing with the little kid, and he's like, dur, 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 get the fuck on the tank!
Yeah.
And the kid's like, okay, dude! He's, like, a foot taller than him, like, wrapping his fucking hand on his head and slapping him around.
Real quick, what time do you have to leave?
10:30.
Wow, okay.
I told you.
I didn't know it was going to be that strapped. I wouldn't have gotten so much of the fucking wonton soup talking.
Dude, it's a good fashion podcast and soup podcast.
All right, so Castle Rock, I finished that. I really enjoyed it. I think you would love this series. You do have to watch season 1. They do tie together. I thought that it was going to be kind of, but dude, worth it. You are in for a treat. Trust
me. So much time.
Second season was a lot better. I give it like a fucking, I think I give the first one like an 8. I'll give this one like an 8.59. It's really good. And the fucking chick that plays.
Yeah, I know you're talking about Lindsay Kaplan.
Annie Wilkes.
Come on, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Leslie Kaplan?
It's
got to
be your bull.
Like that.
Anyways.
You don't know the answer, though.
Either fucking do you, obviously. Girl from Party Down. See your boobs.
Lizzie.
Fucking True Blood. Boom, ski. There you go.
There's some boobies.
They were. There's two of them. Anyways, fucking, it's really good, and I think you'd really enjoy it. I highly recommend Castle Rock. It's really neat. They don't really do Stephen King stories, but they kind of do, but they take new twists on it. You're like, oh, that's a really cool nod to this, even though...
Why are you talking so fast?
I'm on a lot of caffeine, and I had an Airborne today.
Why?
Because I've been feeling under the weather.
I should have canceled this.
Yep. Go ahead. Next one.
oh, I wasted my time watching Six Underground.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Ryan Reynolds and others.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most spastic Michael Bay crack baby fucking edited by meth heads well-lit piece of shit I've ever seen.
Very bright.
Oh, my God. The brightest thing ever. Like, there's explosions and drinks and shit. They're like, hey, pass me that ice cube. Kapow! You got an ice cube. You've been cubed. Oh. Flashback. My first cube was last year. Like, fucking ridiculous, dude.
So bad.
It's a pile of shit.
What do you give it?
Fucking 2.
Okay.
Like, Ryan, I don't think, even wanted to watch it. Oh, also, I do have a little news. Cats made $6 million.
Okay,
and so, it's got a $95 million budget.
You know what's funny, too, is that they are getting a new reel to send to theaters because they forgot to digitally take out human hands and hoodies.
Wouldn't help. Wouldn't help.
So they're like, oh, shit, we got to make this better. That's why it's not making any money. Here, send out a new reel.
There's a scene where a fat cat eats a line of roaches with human faces on them. It's in the film. The roaches are small compared to her as the cat. And she's singing about eating roaches with human faces and just eating. It literally looks like a fucking like Alice in Acid Wonder Trip.
That's weird.
It's weird. And then like people are like, dude, I was in it. I don't want to see it.
Wow. People are distancing themselves.
Corden's like, nah, not yet. I haven't.
What about Idris?
I mean, it's weird that they, it's crazy they got Dame Judi Dench and fucking Idris Elba.
And fucking Taylor Swift.
Well, she's trying to fight to get her catalog back.
That's true.
So she needs money wherever she can get it.
All of Watchmen.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. You didn't watch it, did you?
No, not yet.
I fucking love.
You like dick a lot.
There isn't actually well,
ton of dick.
There's a there's some
thick amount of dick though.
There's some shots of dicks and they're fucking intimidating dicks.
Some big dicks, yeah.
Well, Dr. Manhattan is played by a black dude.
Yeah.
And
continue.
The piece on that dude.
Draw it, please.
Good lord.
On the podcast whiteboard.
I mean, just take the top of your head and then go to the bottom of your chin.
It looks like my face.
Yeah, it's just your face. God. It has nose and an eye.
That's a cock,
yeah,
all right.
It's insane, dude.
You're saying I'm a dick face?
Yeah, basically. No, but it is wild. Like,
yeah.
Well, hold on. Not the dicks. The show.
Okay, come
the show
on.
Isn't,
enough of, yeah.
The show
rate
is incredible.
The dicks, Paul.
So if you like it, well, you've seen the movie. You never read the comic.
No. Alan Moore never saw the movie.
True. Or this either. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, fuck, stop
you
it.
You guys are killing
stop
me.
Stop it.
As he's in his mansion trying to make potions.
No, he's in a castle. Yeah,
he's a
somewhere.
Psycho.
Yeah, he is. But yeah, I fucking highly enjoyed it. It is really good. It does a lot of cool things. There's a one thing that they didn't explain that was very large that I was, it was the dick. No.
God.
It was the Rorschach mask. They never really tell you why.
No.
Which I was really bummed out about. But that being said, I really enjoyed it. The guy that did The Leftovers did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very well shot. It's a blast. It's just a really good what the fuck would happen like 30 years after Watchmen.
Yeah.
And they show you the squid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
It is tight. And the characters in it are very, like, you want to see where they go. Every episode ends like, what the fuck? I listened to an interview with the guy and he was like, I wanted hardcore fans of the comic to be watching it, and then someone that doesn't know anything about Watchmen to be watching it, and then at the end of the show, the person that doesn't know anything about Watchmen turns to the person that loves it and says, what the fuck did I just watch? And they say, I don't know.
Okay.
And he's like, I wanted the first episode to feel like that because I wanted to, he's like, I wanted the mystery and shit like that, and it's well done. Well done. I loved it.
Okay.
I give it fucking a 10-inch blue dick.
Jeez, dude, that is a strong blue dick.
Yep.
I watched a short film called Piper on Disney Network about a little birdie who learns to swim.
Okay, what do you give it?
So cute. 10 out of 10.
Oh,
the
wow.
Cutest.
Okay.
So cute. He's just this little bird, and then he sees this fucking this little crab duck under the sand when the waves come so he doesn't get blown away by the water. And then the little bird's like, I can try that out too.
And then he drowns.
No, he dies.
And the crab,
yeah, the crab eats him, drags his corpse off.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. I've been so hungry.
Wraps it into a shell.
Makes a tiny lampshade out of bird feathers. So 10, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The Witcher.
Yeah.
Ray Roberts hates this. He was like, it made me want to.
Coin Tower Watcher.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to lie. I will say at the end, yeah.
I was like, well, I hate that fucking bard nowadays.
Every episode ends with a song that's like for the episode. It's kind of like how Mandalorian ends with awesome paintings of the episode. This one ends with like, and now let me sing you a song about what you just seen. God. The Witcher and me, we fought a big green.
Oh, I finished Mandalorian. 10 out of 10. Just watch it.
Wait, hold on a second. We can get to that.
No, we don't.
The Witcher, though.
Witcher.
I really enjoyed it.
Yennefer's my favorite.
She's all right.
She's got the best arc.
She does have a really cool arc.
She's the best arc.
And I'm not going to lie. Her as the fucking hunchback to what she becomes is really cool.
Geralt has no arc. He's just cool.
He is way cool, though. He's just cool. He is way cool.
I mean, dude, Henry Cavill, what a hunk. You know? I'd take a bite of that.
I'd blow the shit out.
I'd blow the shit out of that. I'm not a candid man, but
yeah, I'm gonna lay this on Front Street, honestly. I gotta bury the lead.
That's fun. I have a headache. I'm laughing so much at that.
But yeah, The Witcher. I felt like it was like a 9. I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah. I'd love less convolution in the timeline.
I will say that I was like, okay, so no one ages, but we're like decades after shit happens, but we're also going back in the past.
Yep.
I mean, I felt like that. I was like, this is different timelines, but like, we see humans that don't age either. No. Or if they do, it's like, oh, you got crow's feet. I'm like, is she just saying that? Because he doesn't have crow's feet.
Or we've been hiking for a decade. I'm like, oh, okay.
I will say that was a little rough, and I think it was just not edited well.
No, that's all that was.
They
have the amount of exposition to fill it in.
Yeah, so maybe not enough makeup to make people look old. I'm not sure.
Even a little scroll of 2 years past.
Honestly, I would have loved that. I will say, though, the swordplay in this show is phenomenal.
It's fucking awesome.
The gore is incredible, too. The action of it, like, if you don't like the content, the action makes it worth it. And I will say they reference a lot. It's a deep, deep fucking, like, lore.
Yeah. Oh, they say about 15 different,
names,
castle hoods, like lord hoods,
and I'm like, should I remember this? Like, are they gonna show up here? Am I gonna remember it if they do show up here?
Yeah.
All right, The Mandalorian. I also finished it. Wow, what an amazing series!
Wowie, wow, wow.
Super straightforward. There's not really any depth to it, but at the same time, there is a lot of fun, awesome moments,
so fun.
And it's such good world building. That's what the show does really well. Is that they add so much cool shit to the Star Wars. The fact that you see the Mandalorian in a sandcrawler from the Jawas is one of the coolest shots ever.
So cute.
Because you've never seen inside of it, and you're like, oh, it would be tiny.
It would be. It's for little guys.
Yeah, it's for the little dudes.
Little dudes.
Yeah, Mandalorian's all like, God, my knees are in my fucking chin.
I didn't know Waititi is the voice of the IG.
Yeah, he also directed the last episode as well.
What a cool dude.
By the way, the last episode has a an exchange between stormtroopers.
Yeah, one's Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, that I absolutely adore.
That is one of my
favorite scenes of the show, because it's like you never get to see them kind of like be people.
Just like, bro, other like, than fucking Finn. He killed someone an hour ago. Like, let's chill.
Yeah. And when that dude socks Baby Yoda in the face, sorry, spoilers if you haven't seen it, but Jesus Christ, like that was amazing.
Bunch. He's like, you hit him pretty hard, dude.
Yeah.
He hasn't moved in like 10 minutes. He's like, it hasn't been 10 minutes.
Well, no, then he like bites him or something. And that dude fucking wails on him, like legit breaks his little Yoda baby
nose.
That's
where I was like, dispense with them now.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I could have watched a whole show about them. Honestly, like, it was just like fucking...
Which it is, could be a spinoff, is...
I hope, I pray.
Imperial Knights, and it's just about them hanging out off shift.
Yeah. Because it was, like, super, like, Family Guy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here comes a big laser.
Exactly.
Yeah. Rise of Skywalker, since we were talking Star Wars, we both saw
that. Yeah, we saw that.
Tony and I kind of talked extensively about this, not on air, because we're bad at this.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that it is... good enough. There are parts that I did not like. One main thing being where Rey came from, trying to do this, not spoilers.
Yeah, yeah.
The Emperor, which we all know is going to be in it, is the tightest part. The fucking place where he is the tightest part. And there's a lot of shit about, like, I don't give a fuck about these other people. I'd rather just stay with the Emperor the entire time. And Kylo Ren turns out to be the tightest thing that they ever added to the Star Wars universe. And
always has been.
It's kind of a bummer what happens.
I hated him in Force Awakens.
Sure.
Because I was just like, God damn, you whiny bitch. Like,
yeah.
Cop whining. then I was like, oh my God, this dude's torn up. He's got emotions. He's a good man.
He became,
who kills his dad and mom.
Yeah, kind of mom. Well, like, he kind of kills his mom.
He's
kind
of a murdering psychopath sweetheart.
I will say that, like, you brought this up, actually, that he was has the most turmoil, the most arc, the most, like...
rebirth.
In,
yeah.
It just, like, he's a complicated character in the Star Wars universe, yep, that, like, existed so well, as opposed to Rey, who is so straightforward.
Oh, and, so just, like... level one, and then you cheat boost to then, level 20.
But also deals with, like, no inner conflict whatsoever.
Well, because also everyone can just sort of give her the answers.
Even
and the
finding
support.
Out where yeah. she's from did not have to deal with, like, wasn't like, oh my God, like, how, yeah. like, Luke was like, fuck, I've always wanted to know who my dad was, and now it's fucking Darth Vader. Like, that's an awesome part.
Yeah.
When she finds out, she's just like, eh.
She was very like, uh-uh.
Not even that.
Bullshit.
She was kind of like, all right. Well, let's do this.
Yeah.
It felt like a fucking intro to a Mortal Kombat fight.
Then people are, like, giving away their expectation for what characters should do, telling that character to do it, and they're like, no. And I'm like, stop hand-feeding them what you desire for them to do, you fucking moron. Because then that character's going to go, I'll resist that. Thing you want me to do?
There's an
bad guy.
Yeah, there's an exposition where they explain
so
what,
blatant
what needs to happen, and then it's like, well, duh, she's not going to do it now, asshole.
You just told her the good part of your plan.
Yeah, he's like, all right, now do it. And she's like, well, you just said that's what you wanted, and I don't want to help you.
Bad, right?
And he's like, but do it.
I'm gonna do it.
But yeah, I give it like
unlimited power.
Like if I had to rate like the new three, I'd give like Force Awakens like a 9. I loved Force Awakens. There's some parts that are like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Last Jedi, I give like an 8. This one, I'd probably give like a 7.5. This one, I'll probably give like an 8-ish. I do kind of hate that they took a lot back from The Last Jedi. It felt like we kind of wasted 2.5 hours of our
sure
lives
did.
Because everything just went back to JJ verse.
Yeah,
but whatever. I mean, it's fun enough. And I think now that this is another weird thing about beloved franchises. Once you've seen it and your expectations are now at the bottom floor because you're like, well, I yep. don't know if I liked it. And then you go back and watch it. You're like, it's enjoyable. It's more Star Wars. That's kind of how I go into it anyways. I'm like, more Star Wars. I'm going to see some lightsabers.
Me looking back on it, that's how I always have been approaching these. One sec.
Oh, God bless
you. I had to bless you myself.
Uh-huh.
I was just saying, I do just want to see some more tight shit blow up. I want to see more Y-Wings.
This will also hopefully push us into a place where, God bless you again.
It was silent. They wouldn't have even known.
Yeah. I think you're going to sneeze again, though. You look backed up.
Shut up.
It's like all in your eyes.
It's okay.
I feel like this is going to lend hand to more Rogue Ones, which I hope happens.
Dude. Any or more Mandalorian Rogue Ones?
Rian Johnson,
stuff like that.
His trilogy I look forward to. Because I like what he did with Last Jedi. He added a huge component to the Star Wars universe of like the whole Force like projection and stuff like that. And I think that's neat.
They took it way further. It's crazy.
Yeah, they did. All right.
Wild stuff.
What do you give it?
Like an 8 out of 10. It was fun. It was a good time because I like... There were so many Y-Wings.
There were a lot, yeah.
I loved it.
I mean, the end battle is insane.
There's a technique that's going around with big blockbusters that seems lazy, but it also seems like the only conclusion. And that is like, will anyone come to our aid? Oh, shit, a fucking ocean of aid came to our aid. And you know that because you see it in the trailer. It's like Millennium Falcon's followed by a trillion ships. I'm like,
literally a trillion.
The whole galaxy's out there.
I was sitting second row and it hurt my eyes how many ships. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is a lot to look at.
How many radars is that?
Yeah, goddamn. They must know. They're bottlenecking the Wi-Fi, I bet. There's way too many devices.
They're going to mess up someone's plans.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. You're totally right. I mean, it is kind of like, oh God, we're in the moment of despair. No, you're not. Anyways, there is my favorite part. Speaking of that theme, is that person coming back? Wow, that's kind of deluded.
I know.
I watched The Lion King, the Jon Favreau one.
Yeah,
I absolutely loved it. Josie could barely watch it because of the Simba death spoilers. I really enjoyed it. The songs hit. The fucking
Simba death?
No,
Simba died.
Mufasa.
Simba's dead.
Mufasa.
Yes.
But yeah, Mufasa.
Is Jafar in this one?
No.
Scar?
Jeremy Irons? No, he's not. But he is in Watchmen.
Jafar's from Aladdin. But Scar, yes.
Oh, I was like, did Jeremy Irons play fucking Jafar too? He'd be a great Jafar, honestly.
Yeah.
Jeremy Irons can play any villain. I mean, dude, his Ozymandias in Watchmen is one of my favorite things ever. He's so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You probably didn't know that.
Old
Ozzy.
No, I know.
Okay, cool. I was like, forgot you didn't watch
toy. They make him a toy. His robots like make him like something for his birthday. It's a watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not robots. Dude, it's a wild fucking series.
Those totally looked like robots that he was banging.
It's weird. He's not banging any of them. Mm. He wants their undevoted love because like he saves the universe and no one knows world. And he has these things that like clones that he keeps. It's.
All right. Calm, whoa,
don't hit any of that buttons because, we'll fucking end this, blow up my fucking Macintosh. Lion King, though, I give like a solid 7.5. Nothing's going to touch the original, but it is a sight to see.
Is it still got like, I still can't wait to be king and like,
I don't
Hakuna
know.
Matata.
Hakuna Matata for sure. Seth Rogen's Pumbaa.
Uh-huh.
That's fun.
They sing?
Yeah, they sing Hakuna Matata.
Okay.
Yeah, they do like a the fucking
Yeah. But
no, it's good, dude. There's a lot of fun stuff in it. I think you'll enjoy.
Okay.
We'll see.
Bumblebee.
Oh, what'd you think?
I love it. I love Bumblebee.
It's dude, fun.
The dopest thing is at the beginning when that fucking Cybertron fucking Decepticon is like destroy.
Yeah.
Like in that fucking dope ass, like shaky computer voice. I was like, that's how they all should sound.
Yeah, honestly.
They all should sound that dope.
Well, I will say the dude that does Optimus Prime is the one that did it in the cartoons.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
But I meant incredible. For like those sort of droney robot, like violent.
The bullshit fodder, but that are also like way sick.
They looked way fucking good.
You could also tell who was bad and who was good.
Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't just like, oh, man, that's a ball of CGI that's just rolling down
a
hill.
That's a green ball. It's a yellow ball.
Yeah. And then they're fucking up. That's a real explosion, I think. God, Michael Bay loves dynamite.
He loves shooting that shit up straight.
Shit, yeah.
Loves those pop ones that do like 10. I'm like, a car's driving.
Dude, I mean.
What popped 10 times?
In all honesty, that dude's like sex must just be like, ah, yeah.
Like that startled me. That was so loud. That was a Michael Bay startle.
Yeah, like, I mean,
he's so dumb. He probably throws firecrackers at her pussy.
Yeah.
He's just like, get him. Pow, pow.
It's this little wolf pack
and then
poppers.
He jerks. He just blows his nut.
Oh, that was good. It was good for you, anyways.
Snappers.
Yeah. Those are a towel. It's a Transformers towel. He's like, now go wash my car.
God damn. He's a fucking menace.
Bumblebee was a lot of fun, though.
But it wasn't Michael Bay.
Thank God. They just used his, he has a really good eye to make shit look cool. And then they should just take him away after that.
Yeah. Besides that.
He doesn't really give any heart. Transformers 1, I will say, does work.
That's fun. Shia's so strong in
and
those movies.
And that's why. Shia carries it. Because once he's out, holy fuck.
It goes off the rails.
Yeah, dude. Mark Wahlberg. Oh, my God. It's a Transformer.
Wahlberg is. I wake up at 2 a.m.
I'm a doctor, and I'm working on this Transformer or some shit. I don't even know.
Yeah, he's like an inventor.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah. I'm a failed inventor. Look at my bond. But yeah, what do you give Bumblebee?
Like an 8 out of 10. Like it's a good little action
movie.
It's
fun. It's fun.
She's a good actress. She's not a Shia, but she's great.
She is, yeah. And I like the dynamic between them as well. I watched Don't Fuck with Cats.
Oh, you watched that, huh?
Have you seen this?
I heard there's a lot of cat death.
They don't show any of it.
Okay, good.
But they show like
do they make the sounds?
No, not really, because he puts them into a vacuum sealed bag and then starts sucking out all the air.
Okay.
I think they do.
I just feel like that's the kind of person I'd want to kill a lot.
Well, it's a bonkers batshit documentary.
It happened, and it's, you know.
No, like the internet people that were like, we're going to find this motherfucker.
Yeah, like tracking down these video posts.
It's crazy. And the dude that they interview was like, holy shit. He says shit about 4,000 times in it, because I don't think he's ever been on camera.
Yeah.
And the lady, though, it's just the fucking bonkers. Like, you watch it, and you're like, what the fuck is happening? And you can't look away.
But is it vile? Like, does it make you cringy?
Some parts, yeah. But, I mean, like, nothing more than, like, you haven't seen.
Did they find this little fuck ass?
I'm not going to give it away.
Okay. I also saw the two popes.
Hold on. I will say that fucking Don't Fuck with Cats, it is, like, it's mesmerizing. 10.
Oh.
For documentary, for what they do, 10.
Okay. Maybe.
3 episodes. I think they're an hour and a half each. It's like 5 hours.
Maybe I will.
Good.
I watched The Two Popes.
Yeah, that's contention for fucking award season, too.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
And the guy who plays the High Sparrow in Game of Thrones.
Oh, I thought it was John Malkovich.
Nope.
That'd be amazing.
No, it would be the guy who plays like the...
Fuck off!
Yeah, no, it's
oh,
not...
Oh, John Malkovich is in The Young Pope, the new one.
Correct.
Oh, I cannot...
Different thing.
A lot of popes. I cannot... Popes are really in vogue right now.
Okay.
I cannot wait for fucking new pope or old pope or fucking young popey pope pope pope.
Young pope.
Well,
old
but
pope.
It is called... I think it's called New Pope.
New Pope, old pope.
Wow, we're saying pope so much.
Pope... New Pope Hope.
Yeah.
A new pope.
A new pope. There we go. We got there. We
okay,
got there.
Okay, so dumb. So, two popes is about these two old crusty assholes.
Yeah.
One is a very fucking, like, spiritual, like, fucking minimalist. Like, he wears old leather shoes, has an old briefcase, doesn't give a fuck about money or status or power and all that shit. Yeah. The other one's like, give me the papacy. I am God's chosen.
Yeah, he wants
Oh, what is that, gold?
Yeah, he wants to bathe in it.
He loves it. He loves the attention, but he also loves, like, the opulence and the position and the... Like, he loves that it's, like...
Oh, what a good word, opulence. I only know that from Destiny, but I love it.
Yeah. Season of opulence, baby.
Yeah, I know. It's where fucking Kalos drains his riches on us.
Focus.
Sorry.
Focus.
Sorry.
It's 90%
in the menagerie. Go ahead.
Oh my god. Black Armory's open.
No, it's not the Black
Iron
Army
Banner.
Babe. It's the menagerie. You run the menagerie, get a bunch of
it's
loot.
It's so stupid, the menagerie.
Get a bunch of loot.
It's so dumb.
So, a new pope.
Is not Destiny.
And it's
10 out of 10.
It's the two popes.
It's great for not being Destiny.
Did you like it though?
It's mainly in Italian and Latin.
The movie?
Yep.
Latin's a dead language. How do they
speak
in that shit?
Yeah, because the one pope speaks Latin, and he does it so other popes don't know what he's saying.
Is it Anthony Hopkins?
Or other cardinals don't know what he's saying. Anthony Hopkins knows
he
Latin.
Wouldn't. He would.
Yeah. Because it's like it's a very, look at me. I'm a scholar. I know all, yeah. I know Latin. But the other dude who almost became pope, who he brings in as his, like, pretty much his confidant, knows Latin, too.
Mm.
So he's like, dude, like, I learned it, bitch. I live in Buenos Aires. I know.
And who's Latin. The other pope?
The high cardinal from Game of Thrones. The dude who's like kind of like shame. The main shame guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. The one he's like, yeah. Walk naked through the streets,
yeah,
bitch.
Him, the old dude in the robe.
Gotcha.
Pretty
gotcha.
Much now he's in clothes, but he's the same guy.
Okay.
But they're both like very like crazy devout Catholics.
What do you give it?
Like 8 out of 10, but then I found out...
Watchable.
At the end, like, if I knew what I was reading in the
post-credits
synopsis, I would have known this already, that it's about the current pope and a mentor that he had.
Oh, Jesus.
Who never became pope.
It's based on a true story?
Yeah, so it shows them together, like, watching soccer and fucking, like, chatting and walking around.
Chatting Latin.
Just chatting Latin and shit and, like, eating pizza and drinking soda pops, you know.
Wow, they're very unhealthy to
Dude.
Be God's
vessel,
voice.
I know.
Yeah. I have another documentary. This is my last one, last movie of the week.
Then I gotta go.
Wow. Kurt Cobain, A Montage of Heck. How do you feel about fucking Nirvana?
I mean, they have two albums I've listened to.
So, I do like Nirvana quite a bit. I read, like, Heavier Than Heaven. I like Nirvana in general.
Yeah.
And it was a lot from my childhood. I remember, like, Heart-Shaped Box and Smells Like Teen Spirit and stuff like that. Like, I liked those videos. Yeah. They really make my childhood something.
Uh-huh.
Kurt Cobain, A Montage of Heck is, like, 2.5 hours, and it is fucking horrendously depressing.
Is this the Gus Van Sant?
No,
one?
This
okay.
is a documentary.
Okay.
The Gus Van Sant one's like acted.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I think I've seen this and I was like, cool.
It's on HBO right now.
Yeah.
But if you like Nirvana, I mean, like, do they show all of his drawings? They show home videos of him as a child.
Yeah.
It is fucking weird. And they show him, like, progressing. He talks about fucking, like, having sex with that, like, mentally disabled girl.
Yeah.
Or trying to. Like,
for
it's
Polly?
Yeah, but it's his voice speaking it. And it turns out Polly isn't about that. Polly's about, like, someone that got tortured that he read about.
Oh, okay.
But it's his voice speaking about, like, he's reading his journal.
Yeah.
Like, into a microphone, because they found a whole bunch of recorded tapes of him just, like, talking into it, like, making batshit weird stuff.
Okay.
And I think A Montage of Heck was something that he made, like, a cassette tape of just him, like, kind of on heroin going crazy in his house. While he, like, didn't have a job and was, like, writing...
Courtney Love did it.
Like, Nevermind.
Yeah.
Like, around that time.
It's a good album.
Dude, and I mean, like, you see, like, fucking young Dave Grohl. There's old interviews with him. The fucking bass player that no one can remember his name. something Novak, or I can't remember. But, dude, it's super good, and it sucks because, like, you see him very happy with Francis.
Yeah.
For, like, 30 minutes of the documentary right before, like, it's like, and then he shot himself with a shotgun.
Yeah, or did he?
And it's super sad. And Courtney Love's in it as well. And
do you think he did it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he blew his brains out. Because, like, at the end of it, they were showing a lot of this, like, I just want to die. I hate my life. Fuck this. Like, I don't even care. But it sucks because before that, he was like, I would literally give my life up to make my daughter happy.
Yeah.
And then he leaves her here alone.
Not making her too happy.
27 years old, dude. Like, what a prolific motherfucker. And not going to lie, his fucking lyrics are batshit wild. And he's just like, this rhymes mosquito, my libido. He doesn't know. Because they're like, what's your songs about? And he was like, we just like to leave it up to the... He's like, I'd rather know what the listener thinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, would you fucking Seattle douche?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's interpreted?
Yeah. He's like, ah, we're fucking... He's like, dude, he stopped doing interviews because, like, people were like, he's a fucking phony, he's a fake. And they say this in the documentary. And he got really hurt by it, so he was like, you know what? I'm just going to be, like, as far removed as possible and just say wild shit, and people will be like, yeah, he's cool.
Huh.
It's fucked up, man. It's a really good documentary. 10 out of 10. I loved it.
All right.
But, yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
I guess we're not doing the...
Uh-oh.
Our two movies.
Well, how do you feel about Babes in Toyland?
I fell asleep.
So you didn't watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I watched some of it, and it was terrible. It was in 4:3. I hated you for it.
Yep. It was really funny because it's a made-for-TV movie filmed in Germany.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
I woke up during a go-kart race or something.
Totally. I told you there's go-karts with bubble noises.
And there's like trees all angry.
Tree evil demons.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it didn't look like the fucking Lord of the Rings or anything. It wasn't an imp.
No.
Test of Tony the Ring, I absolutely enjoyed.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love the Ring. I think the Ring is like one of like the quintessential horror films that came out during our lifetime.
Yeah. And it's based off of Ringu.
Yeah, which I watched Ring 2.
Yeah.
Wow. Directed by the director of Ringu.
Oh.
And Jesus Christ, this dude loves cigarette burns on film. I was like, is this not like remastered? And it's everything's so grainy. It's crazy.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. The first Ring is shot under the greenest of filters.
I take off film grain. And yeah, it was literally like I was seeing through green glasses.
But...
The Rain was green.
Her blonde hair's green. I still love the movie. I think it's great. It's super suspenseful. Like, well done. I love it. I give that movie like a fucking 8.5, maybe a 9.
I give it a 7.5 because I'm not going to watch it again too much. But it was like, hey, if you want to watch a good, like, sort of like classic 2000s.
Not only that, like, kind of like it was a neat mystery horror.
It was
because I didn't remember like a lot of the stuff.
I remembered the
main part. Yeah, duh.
The husband.
Yeah,
and thinking that was the creepiest part.
Oh, in Succession, our boy was in that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and he fucking clocks her with the biggest metal thing I've ever
seen. I know. I was literally like, so she shattered in half.
Yeah, I was like, that's like a Mortal Kombat where they show the jaw break inside, like the X-ray vision.
I was like, so she's gonna be split open and bleeding to death. Oh, she gets up and goes away.
Yeah. It's, I mean, whatever.
Oh, she's driving.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, the second one, dude, all the deers and shit like that. That was weird. And then he gets possessed by, like, Saruman. What's her name?
Saruman.
What's her name? Samamo?
Samoa.
Samoa? No, that's the Rock's lineage.
Samoan. she's not French Polynesian.
She's got one of those big fucking stipple tattoos.
What is it?
You're welcome.
What is he doing? Are you doing a haiku? What is that dance?
God damn it. Samara. There we go.
Samira. Samara.
It's Samara, yeah.
Whatever.
Have you seen the Mulan trailer?
Get out of here. I almost teared up.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.